Lost Prophet, The Life and Times of Bayard Rustin, written by John D'Amelio, narrated by Scott R. Pollack. Copyright by John D'Amelio. This audiobook was recorded in arrangement with the author and was produced in the year 2023 by Echo Point Books and Media, LLC, which holds the copyright thereto. Introduction. Who is Bayard Rustin? I have been asked this question enough times to know that Bayard Rustin is not a household name in America. Rustin was not a president, not a four-star general, not a celebrity. He did not die young under tragic circumstances like Martin Luther King Jr. and Malcolm X, two more renowned African Americans whom we do remember. Instead, depending on the circumstances, Rustin was dismissed during his lifetime as a communist, a draft dodger, and a sexual pervert, and sometimes all three. None are characteristics designed to win a revered place in our nation's history. Less than two decades after Rustin's death, his enormous contributions to American life in the struggle for racial equality, for a peaceful international order, and for a democratic economic system have been covered over, his name mostly forgotten, his contribution to a world worth living in largely obscured. Except for the briefest walk-on part as the man behind the scenes of the historic 1963 March on Washington, Rustin hardly appears at all in the voluminous literature produced about the 1960s. Instead, he has become a man without a home in history. This neglect of Rustin is tragic because he is, I believe, a vitally important historical character. He deserves a place in our national memory as one of the key figures of his time. More than anyone, Rustin brought the message and methods of Gandhi to the United States. He insinuated nonviolence into the heart of the black freedom struggle. He presided over the transformation of direct action tactics from the cherished possession of a few initiates to its embrace by millions of Americans. He resurrected mass peaceful protest from the graveyard in which Cold War anti-communism had buried it, and made it once again a vibrant expression of citizen rights in a free society. Rustin was a visionary. He believed that violence could never bring justice and that war could never bring peace. He stood by these convictions during the Good War against Hitler, during the first decades of the Cold War, and during the years of a spiraling nuclear arms race. Rustin was an internationalist long before globalization became a catchword in American life. He viewed nationalism as a destructive force in human affairs and conducted himself as if world citizenship already existed.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?